I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams, and if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level. Well, hello and welcome, everybody. I'm so glad you joined me today for this amazing show that we have planned for you. I'm calling the show today, The Courage to Realize Your Divine Nature. Are you ready for some change? You know, is your life really working? You know, I know this. The pandemic was more than a shutdown of the world. It was a calling of our souls to awaken, to become what we were meant to become, right? There are so many people that are waking up right now, and they're realizing that their life wasn't exactly what they thought it was. They're waking up in jobs that no longer work for them. They're waking up in relationships that just don't resonate with them. They're waking up with some of them with an emptiness, wondering, what is it that I'm supposed to be here? Who am I? What am I about? They're waking up and realizing that there's more to life than what they've been living. A lot of us are waking up. They're waking up to realize that they need to do something about their health, their vitality, their energy, their exercising, what they eat, what they put into their body, mind, and soul. They're waking up, right? We're all waking up. Well, listen, when I get back from the break, I want to tell you the quickest and fastest and painless way that you can wake up to start to have more joy, more health, more vitality, and more love in your life. I'm going to take a quick break. And I'll be right back. All right.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Well, welcome back to the show. So today the show again is called The Courage to Realize Your Divine Nature. Have you ever looked into the eyes of a child? I mean, really deep, really looked into their eyes, and you recognize that there was something greater, something deeper, something that you could palpably feel as you look deeply into the eyes of that child. Or maybe you've looked into the mirror and you've looked at yourself and you thought to yourself, who is it that's looking into the mirror, that's looking back to me from the mirror? Who am I? What am I about? What is my purpose for being, for living, for having this lifetime? Have you ever asked those questions? I mean, they're deep questions, right? And I don't think we walk around with those questions on our sleeve. They take real reflection. And to answer those questions, I think we also need to, it's been my journey, we need to contemplate. We need to meditate on those deep questions and go within and touch the heart of this thing we call our soul, right? And I've always asked myself, what stops me from tuning into that soulful side of myself, right? And I've asked myself, well, when I don't tune into it, what do I lose? I can answer that one. I know when I'm not tuned into that, I lose a sense of freedom. I lose a sense of connection. I lose a sense of joy, of happiness, a sense of myself. Interesting, right? But what is it that stops me or you or anybody from connecting deeply to that soulful side of ourselves? Let's call it the wise self. What stops us from tuning into that wisdom that's within us? Well, I've thought about this a lot. And what I've come up with is that I believe there's like a little rust that's been kind of grown over this brilliant, genius, soulful side of myself and you and everybody else. And what is that rust? Well, it's the past harms and hurts that we've had, the traumas, the dramas. The resentments that we carry. It's the place where we feel disconnected from ourselves. Can you relate to this? Well, if you can, I know that there is a way that we can tune in and release all of that, right? And I bet you, I have a pretty good audience, so I bet you a lot of you have done some of the work that you need to really reclaim yourself, your purpose, your life, your passion. It's interesting. I had a conversation with a woman yesterday, and it was a deep conversation. She was interviewing me to go on to her show, and she said to me something to the effect that one of the things we don't talk about much is love. And I thought, well, I don't know. A lot of people talk about love. But I do believe that they don't talk about real love. They might talk about sensual love. They might talk about loving someone else or that feeling of love. They might talk about love in a lot of ways that relate to two bodies connecting. But when we're talking about deep love, we're talking about doing the things that we love. Think about this for a minute. If you do the things that you really love, you transition yourself, you transform your mind because you have to get to that place. Right now, if I were to ask you, what are you tolerating? A whole bunch of you'd come up with some ideas about what I'm tolerating right now. Well, I'm tolerating a poor relationship. I'm tolerating ill health. I'm tolerating not having the business that I want or having the money in the bank that I want. I'm tolerating not saving it. I'm tolerating any number of things, right? Well, when you are totally immersed in this soft quality, let's call it, of love, and then all of a sudden we have to let go of those tolerations and move into a higher state of consciousness. So true love, where does true love come from? It comes from courage, right? It takes courage to step into the greater side of ourselves. It takes courage to examine our lives. It takes courage to take the actions that we need to move out of the disempowering relationships or businesses or situations or environments that we've put ourselves into. It takes courage to do that, right? Courage comes from the heart. In fact, the Latin word for courage is cor, which means to speak one's heart. So when we're tuning into our heart or tuning into that love, then all of a sudden we can start to transition our lives in a whole bunch of ways. Now, what stops people from doing that is they don't want to go into the unknown. A lot of times it's kind of scary, right? There's fear. There's fear of changing or going and doing something different. But I want to say this. We can let go of all of this worry and fear and concerns, all of the little rust of the soul, if we do conscious release. And there's a program that I created. I'll just mention it to you because it's available right now when you buy my book. It's called The Release Process. I developed it over a 20-year period. Hundreds of people have gone through it now. And they tell me it's like taking a dark pair of sunglasses off. It's not very painful. You can get in and out of it within about three hours or so. And when you do that, you get this global release. What's the next? Once you've released, then how do you keep your energy high, focused, ready to go? Well, when you buy my new book, you also get the high frequency broadcast technique that is used to elevate your mind, right? Because mind is over your emotions and your energy and your willpower. And that willpower is over your actions, actions over results, results over destiny. But there's techniques to keep your energy high. So if you do that and you buy my new book, which is called The Courage to Change Everything, the book will give you a daily strategies and essential wisdom to awaken that inner genius and stay awake. So anyway, I'm letting you know about this today on my show because for a limited time, I've dropped the price from 35 to 19. And you should know about that. So it's $19.97 plus tax and shipping. And you get the release exercise. You get the high frequency broadcast technique. But you also get one other thing. You get two sessions with me when you buy the book right now. You get two of my limitless experience. It's not limited. It's a limitless experience. Group mentoring calls with me when you buy the book. You can find it at couragetochange.us. I usually don't do a commercial like that on this show, but since I've really done everything I can to get this book in your hands, I really want you to take advantage of it. All righty. Listen, I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I'm going to introduce my first guest, and Jaya Myra. Wait till you listen to her. She's a best-selling author. We'll be right back. Hi, Ken D. Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Well, my first guest is Jaya Myra, and she has, I guess she's realized exactly the name of the show, which is The Courage to Realize Your Divine Nature. She's a best-selling author. She's a TEDx motivational speaker. She's a creator of the Well Method. After healing herself naturally from a debilitating fibromyalgia, Myra developed the Well Method to teach others the four cornerstones of a healthy, purpose-driven life. Her approach to mind, body, wellness, spirituality, and purpose shows why one-size-fits-all solutions do not work for everybody, and how to find out what works for you. I'm excited to find out what works for my audience and how you discovered this this method. It sounds like you went through a lot of pain, Myra. Why don't we start there? What happened when you had this fibromyalgia that changed everything for you?
Basically, I was working at that point in my life as a research scientist, and my whole life was derailed when I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia. I was starting to have a lot of chronic pains, headaches, wasn't really able to function, wasn't able to focus, wasn't able to do my job. And so it essentially destroyed everything in my life. And the icing on that cake was that Western medicine wasn't able to do anything to help me. And in fact, everything that doctors prescribed to me, tried to have me do, actually made me feel worse. So I walked away from that completely and found natural, holistic ways to completely 100% heal myself. So now I don't have a trace of illness, and I'm actually at a point in my life where I pretty much don't get sick at all anymore.
Well, I love that. And, you know, I've had, I have a friend that had the fibromyalgia, and I've run across a lot of people over the years, and it's such a painful way to go. And it also, yeah, traditional medicine, at least for my friends, have never worked for this. So I'm glad you found a way to heal yourself. You know, how did you find the path of healing? What were you meditating? Were you contemplating? Were you getting advice from friends or psychics, or what was happening here?
The first two, definitely. I would say I really honed in on a spiritual path. I always knew that God never gives you something that you cannot overcome. And so that if something was put on my plate, there was a way to overcome that and become the person that I was meant to be. So I had that faith from day one. And I think that that's really what set a solid foundation for me being able to heal. But I am such a huge advocate for mindfulness and meditation. And I attribute having a daily meditation practice to about 85% of my healing journey. You know, when you talk to doctors, they speak a lot about diet, exercise. That was really supplemental things that happened after the fact for me. It was that meditation practice that completely eliminated anxiety, eliminated depression, eliminated the chronic pain, and helped me to deal with the physical, mental, and emotional issues that were present so that I could move forward naturally. I would not have been able to do that without meditation.
You know, I'm kind of perplexed why more people don't really get what meditation can do for them.
I am perplexed on that too.
I've been meditating for many, many years, for decades. And what you just said, I've experienced every one of those is in meditation. So when you found this meditative path for yourself, before you found it, what was your mindset like before you got into the meditation path?
I think my mindset was very similar, but I was definitely questioning things in my life because I was seeing people who lacked integrity getting ahead, like people who were cheating other people or swindling people. And I had this deep, sincere question, can I truly be a wonderful and good person and make a difference in the world and still get ahead and be successful in life? And then when I came on to the spiritual path that I'm on now, which is more of an Eastern path, and started meditating, started studying some Eastern scriptures, it just gave me this whole new perspective on life. And it showed me that not only can you do that, that having that happiness and that purpose and that joy as your foundation is actually instrumental to making everything else work for you. I mean, of course, you can be successful and not be a good person, but if you want to be happy and healthy and everything and have like the whole package deal, you've really got to like anchor it on a foundation of good mental health and a solid platform of joy.
I really love that. You know, I heard the formula for becoming a billionaire today, and it was really simple. Find a million people and really help them. Help them to get what they, right? Everybody, what does everybody want? Health, happiness, vitality, money,
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Right. The more people that you can help, you will never be without purpose in your life.
Yeah. All right. Listen, I got to take a break. When I come back, though, the well method, let's take a deep dive into the well method and what you discovered so others can actually heal themselves mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. I can hardly wait to talk to you. So I'll take a quick break. We'll come right back for that.
Sounds great.
Today, women in business are helping each other prosper like never before by overcoming stereotypes, networking together, and sharing essential resources. Since 1991, Women's Wisdom, the premier business networking organization for purpose-driven, soul-inspired entrepreneurs, has helped women grow their businesses and become the best version of themselves. Women's Wisdom hosts online events with celebrity speakers, best-selling authors, and business experts dedicated to helping you, the small business owner, expand your possibilities, build new relationships, and get the right referrals. Take your business to the next level and join Women's Wisdom at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. Have you recently used your phone, computer, and Wi-Fi and wondered if they might be affecting your sleep, focus, or possibly even your well-being? Living Design Technology has investigated recent developments in how electromagnetic energy coming from a variety of sources, including cell phone, Wi-Fi, microwave, radio, and TV, are impacting people and their environment. They have developed simple, effective tools that support the harmonizing of the electromagnetic energies present in your home, office, and car. Living Design Technology works by providing the information nature needs to balance the electromagnetic energies in your environment. It's amazing. Nature is actually doing the work when Living Design Technology is present. Find out more at livingdesigntechnology.com/courage. And put in the code COURAGE to get 20% off your first order. Well, welcome back, everybody. So today we're talking about the courage to awaken your divine presence within you. And I'm talking to best-selling author Jayamira. She's a research scientist turned natural health advocate. She's known for her wellness lifestyle. She's an expert in it. And right now we're going to take a deep dive into the program that she's created, which is helping so many people heal. It's called the Well Method. Really simple. Okay, how'd you discover the Well Method?
It was actually when I was forced to look at why it was I was able to heal myself, whereas a lot of other people who face chronic illnesses are still, like, to this day dealing with those health issues. The one thing that I discovered was that my mindset was different from day one. It was like I said earlier, I'd always believed that nothing is ever given to you that you can't find a solution to. So I created the Well Method to help people establish a healthy mindset, which is going to lead to better emotional and physical health, because mindset is very, very strongly connected to your physical well-being as well. So the nice thing about the Well Method is it allows you to customize it per your unique lifestyle and your needs and your ethos, but it also gives you something to aspire to and to live by each and every day. So I have found that this is extremely helpful for people, regardless of their belief system or religion or spirituality, whatever that is, you can make the Well Method work for you.
Well, you know, when somebody is ill And I've been there myself. It feels like you're never going to get better. It just feels like it's just over. You know, you may have been healthy your whole life, and then all of a sudden you've got 2 years of being unhealthy, and you just feel like it'll never end. How does one, and I guess this is what the Well Method will help you do, is what I'm hearing, is that to keep that mindset focused in the right direction. Is that accurate or not?
Yes, that is definitely accurate. So we use the word WELL, W-E-L-L, as an acronym for people to set up these four cornerstones for healthy living. So as an example, the W stands for work-life harmony. And I do talk about this in my book, The Soul of Purpose. So if you want an in-depth understanding, I'd recommend check that out. But harmony is very different than balance. It's very difficult to cultivate balance nowadays. And I think that highly successful people maybe don't have a ton of balance, quote unquote, in their life anyway. But what you do have is synergy. It means the things that you are doing are working with each other to create harmony. So 1 + 1 adds up to 5. So basically, you are going to set up your lifestyle in a way that is going to help you have this work-life harmony and do things that are going to be beneficial to you. Maybe you have one daily routine that you do that benefits multiple things. Like, I start my day with a cup of tea, and there's actually science and a little bit of magic to that. So tea, it has a compound called theanine, which actually helps you to relax and calm down. So while it has caffeine, it's got this theanine compound, which also helps you to kind of relax, to be calm, to be able to be mentally focused. Tea also has very strong antibacterial, antiviral properties, so it can help boost your immune system and keep you healthy. It's loaded with antioxidants, especially if you have green tea. So this one simple daily habit is doing something good for my physical well-being, my mental well-being, and it's starting my day off on like a wonderful even keel, helping me to build synergy for everything else. But the work-life harmony is like, what matters to you? What is important to you to balance your work and your personal life? Like, we've all got different goals. We've all got different needs, especially during COVID. It's learning what's important to you and being able to advocate for that.
There's a lot of work-life harmony out there. Reason for them, because there's a lot of people out of balance. With your method, how do people get in sync with their true work-life balance, right? How do they get in sync? I mean, if they've had these old habits, let's say going to work and working 10 to 12 hours a day, and everybody else is gone but them, how do they break that pattern?
Well, you have to replace an old habit with a new habit. You can't just eliminate something in a vacuum. You have to establish a new daily consistent habit doing something different. That's the only way to overwrite that programming in the brain and establish something new that's in its place. So the more things that you're doing to help bring joy and happiness and harmony into your life, which comes with the E, which is expect excellence in yourself or enable excellence in other people. If you can give yourself consistent things to do each and every day, that is going to help you create these new routines. And the more that you start to de-stress and calm down anyway, you're probably not going to feel the need to go and work for 10 or 12 hours straight. I think COVID has made that even more difficult for people, especially who are working from home, because there's even less work-life balance. Like, we'll wake up, hop on the computer, end up like working super duper late, and we need to take extra steps to make sure that we are keeping our life in harmony right now. It's far too easy to get out of harmony when there's not other things to do.
Yeah. The book, Soul of Purpose, where can people get that?
Pretty much anywhere that books are sold. You can find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any bookseller online or in person worldwide.
Okay. Why is your book different from other book like this in the marketplace?
You know, I think a lot of books really focus on philosophy and theory, and we talk a little bit about that. But the whole second section, each chapter is a step-by-step process that is going to help you build synergy in day-to-day life and cultivate this harmony. So there's this big difference between the education that you get in school and what it looks like when you're actually doing work on the job, right? So it's no different when it comes to mind-body well-being. People can talk about a lot of things like meditation and mindfulness, but they don't actually show you how to be successful with these things. This book shows you how to be successful with everything and even which order you should work at these practices in order to make them the most successful. It will also teach you ways to find practices that work for you based on your unique purpose and your physical body constitution and type.
I really like that a lot. Well, let me ask you one last question here, because I know that you've had a lot of adversity in your life to get to where you are.
Yeah. Pain
because it was a great motivator for you, it sounds like. So how does this pain, this challenges, how does this develop character, and how does that relate to your book?
I think that the most successful people out there have had adversities that they have to face. Just like if you want to make your muscles stronger, you have to do weight-bearing exercises, which is things that are difficult. It's the same thing with character development and figuring out who you really are and what you're capable of. If you don't have adversity or negativity in your life, you're never going to know what your limits are, and you're also not going to be able to value the good things in your life because you wouldn't have perspective as to what that means. So adversity can actually help you to overcome obstacles and to show people compassion. It helps to bring out compassion inside of you so that you can show that to other people and guide them through where they're at this time. None of that stuff happens if you don't have adversity in your life.
I so agree with you. Well, I hope my audience will pick up The Soul of Purpose. You know, every week I deliver amazing tools and guests for you to transition and transform your life and change your mind and increase your courage and to take your life to the next level. So, Jaya Myra, I thank you for being here. And I hope you can join me on Clubhouse after the show today at 1 o'clock. Every Wednesday at 1 o'clock on Clubhouse, we have inviting our guests now over to the show. And also, I hope you'll stay on for the last show because I have a very important question I'm going to ask you that I think could change the lives of the people that are listening here. So thank you again for being here. And I really appreciate it. I hope you come back. I love what we're talking about. Yeah, this is my heart. You got my heart here. All righty. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to introduce you to the poet who is moving Ireland into courage and tears. We'll be right back.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Are you out to make a difference? Do you need results? Wasabi Publicity is the perfect PR team to help you take your message to the next level. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for innovative practices, Wasabi works with authors, speakers, and organizations committed to doing good in the world. Wasabi believes conversations change the world. Stories you share shape how you think, feel, act, and how you experience life. Ask yourself if your website, social media, and PR coverage reflect the stories you wish to share in the world. Are you making the difference you want to make? Do you have the results you wish to have? Kendi Foster, Voices of Courage radio show host, says Wasabi is the best in the business, period. Schedule a complimentary PR consultation with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber at publicityresults.com.
Well, before I get to my next guest, I want to thank you. I want to thank my audience. Listen, this show doesn't happen unless you are there, unless you are showing up and you're telling your family and friends and everybody that you know about the show. So thank you so much. You know, we're committed to putting positive energy, positive thoughts, positive vibration, you know, into the world. And, you know, we do this by bringing in incredibly amazing, gifted guests onto the show. If you'd like to follow us, go to YouTube and look for Voices of Courage, or you can go to our website at voicesofcourage.us. All of our replays. So I hope you'll continue to check us out. All right, my next guest is, I'm so excited to have him. Okay, his name is Bo Williams, and he's an American poet currently living in Dublin. Through his decade-long career, he has performed his work across Europe and the United States. He's published 2 poetry books. He's working on another one. And his poetry style has been described as joyful, heart-wrenching, and captivating. His work focuses on issues of the heart, exploring the complexity of human relationships, inspiring hope in the face of darkness, and generally interrogating the way that we occupy space in the world. Bo Williams, welcome to the show. It is so good to have you, my friend. How you doing?
Thank you so much, Ken. Thank you. Oh, I'm feeling wonderful. This has already been amazing. Myra was so wonderful to listen to.
Great. You're going to have to get a little closer to the microphone because I'm
having a hard time
hearing you. Yeah. So, well, listen, poetry in the depth, we're at a place in time where I believe words matter. We're at a place where people like yourself are speaking, being courageous and speaking to very controversial issues through their poetry. Can you tell me a little bit about what inspired you to become a poet?
Oh, absolutely. Poetry is one of those things that it's the truest form for me anyway to express myself and to learn more about myself and to learn more about the world around me. And this is the first place I've been able to go where I can express myself in the way that is truest to my soul. And that's really been what's pushed me to continue doing this.
Well, you know, you won the All Ireland Poetry Slam Championship. You're invited to compete 4 times in the National Poetry Slam in America. I mean, this thing, your career. So how do you, are you a poet? Or say you're a thriving poet?
Sorry, say that one more time. You kind of,
would you say you're a starving poet or a thriving poet at this point in time?
I'd say I'm a little bit of both. got to stick true to the original art form and starve a little bit. But no, I think if I'm doing what I love to do, then I'm thriving. And that's really what it is. I feel great. So I'd say I'm thriving.
That's good. Okay, so your book, Nail Gun and Love Letter, what inspired the book to be written?
Now, so I started writing that book when I was in Ireland. I'm originally from Portland, Maine, and I came out here to do an artist in residency position at a college, the Burren College of Art. And it's in the country. There's nothing but plains and rocks and mountains and this one little cottage with a castle on the grounds. And I got to stay there for a month and just write. I must have read, you know. The book came to be because I had just come to Ireland and I was completely inspired by the land and the people and the culture. My heart just connected with the space that I was in and the country in itself. And I was just so inspired by everything that I was just immersed in, in Ireland. And it really touched my heart and inspired me to write. So I wrote over 100 pages of poetry, and about 50 to 60 of them made it into this book, and a couple more from the past.
I just love that book. Is there a chance that you could give me a little clip, a little sample of the book, one of your favorite little poets' poems in there? Maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes at the most.
Sure. I have a poem that's a minute and a half long, so I'll read it quick for you.
Let's do it. Let's rock it. All right.
If you were to find me, it'll be next to the seat that I saved for you. I'm still a bit sober as of yet, though the taps will bow before the pen gives out. If you prefer me pissed, then walk a lap to the bog and back. It won't be long or two. A woman will ask if this seat is taken. Her cheekbones will be cupped hands overpoured with freckles. It will spill fingers splash over her shoulders. I will wonder to what god she prays that would let loose such a heaven. I would wonder what brilliant clock would stutter long enough to hide poetry in the stars across her. I would wonder why words have yet to know my tongue, so I wash them back with a pint. If motivation is to join me on the sesh, may it arrive a sopping baked, be draped in the three sheets that the wind takes for its own. May it kick the loo door down to watch me knocked upon the throne. May it grab me by the ears, stare into my face, and yell, "Is your blood filled with ink, man? Is your chest not filled with hearts? May my spirit be as saved as this bar stool. May this bar stool grow a lighthouse from its back. Steal the breath from your lungs. Feed it back to you in beams. Let that which needs to find me do so when it must. May I recognize the sails before it passes into dusk."
Wow. 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 Okay, man, you moved my heart. I'm giving you accolades and claps. I see my engineer behind me going, "Yay, baby, this is awesome." So that was powerful. You know, the words that, you know, that you said, like, overfilled with freckles. I just got this immediate, you know, picture, and it filled my heart. Very, very good, Bo. Nail gun and love letter. I really love that. All right, listen, I want to ask you one more question before we go to a break. How has poetry changed your life?
Oh, poetry has made my life. I'll say poetry has, it's introduced me to my friends, basically the people that are closest to my heart. It's allowed me to travel the world. It's allowed me to know myself in a way that I never thought I could. And it's allowed me to share myself with others, and so we can connect. Because that's the best thing about poetry, is being able to find a connection between everyone through our words, and it found me the love of my life, my fiance Katie.
I love that. All right, so listen, I'm going to take a break. We come back, though. I know there's people listening right now. They're going, "Gosh, I wish I could speak like Bo. I wish I could really tune into the heart of my own poetry." I want to ask you, when we get back, some of the steps that people can take to really start to find their own voice, their own power, their own passion around poetry. So we'll be right back. Again, words do matter. We'll be right back. Hi, Ken D. Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams, and if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Well, we're talking about the courage to awaken that divine nature within you. And by the way, you just heard that commercial, right? That book right now is on sale, The Courage to Change Everything. I've taken the price from $35 down to $19.97 plus shipping and handling. You can get that for a limited time. When you buy the book, you also get my release process. You get my high-frequency broadcast technique, and you get two limitless experience. Sessions with me. Those are in-person group sessions with me. The total value of that package is over $450. You get it for $19.95 right now. Limited time, but I want that book in everybody's hands because it's so many people are making changes in their lives as a result of daily dripping on the mind and daily specific steps, strategies. This book is like no other book. So I hope you get it. Also, I want to thank you all for listening. If you're enjoying the courageous stories of my guests, you're enjoying their positive input, their inspiration, and their joy that they bring to this show, I want you to let your family and friends know about it. Please do that. Like us on YouTube. And also, I want to give a shout out real quick to some of my networks that we're on. UK Health Radio in Europe, we're on there. BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, Podopolis, EU60 TV, Flix TV, Las Vegas TV. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve your problems, uplift your spirit, and take your life to the next level. So I hope you'll tune into them. All righty. My guest is Bo Williams, and Bo is a poet, and he's currently living in Dublin, Ireland. And Bo, I'm so happy that we finally got you on the show. It was a ways coming, but you know, it's worth every minute here. So somebody that wants to become a poet, you know, they want to tune into that cosmic energy that you're tuning into and really be able to express themselves. I know Rome wasn't built in a day, but what are the first steps that way they can do here?
So first off, anybody can do this. It's not one of those things that you have to be born with it or something like that. No, anybody can do this. I didn't pick up a book of my own free will until after I graduated college. Literally do this. I would say if you're getting started, grab a notebook, grab a pen, and write. Just don't try to make it sound like a poem. Don't try and make it do anything special. Just get your words out. And in the beginning, it might just sound like a lot of rambling, but eventually you're going to get something out, you know? Blank page will never laugh at you. The blank page will never, you know, make fun of you or judge you. It's just there for you to share. Write. Don't be scared to write bad read. That's very important. I write tons of bad poetry every single day. And be vulnerable. Don't be afraid to be vulnerable, because that is the most important poem, is the vulnerability. And that'll help you find that connection between yourself and the reader.
You know, I remember when I started writing, I was almost afraid to put my thoughts on paper. I didn't want other people to see it. You know, I remember that, but I like what you said. I just kept writing, and you know, it seems like after I'd write one page, it'd be kind of the ego. Then the second page would be something a little closer to the soul, and like the third page, actually something's coming out. Have you had that experience?
Oh, absolutely! That's one of my favorite things to teach when I'm teaching writing workshops, where you know, especially with kids, where they you know, high school kids, they're like, oh, I don't want to write. I don't have anything to write about. This is stupid. And I say, okay, write about how it's stupid. And they're like, I'm writing about how this is stupid and I don't want to write. And, I'm mad at my dad. Oh, okay. I don't know why I wrote that. Keep writing and find out. And then you keep writing. And the more you write, you're like, oh, it all unravels out of your brain onto the page. And you think, oh, that's why I've been upset all day. That's why things haven't been going right, you know?
That's really interesting, because it seems like, you know, when I write, as I can get those kind of pieces out of the way, maybe there's an upset or a resentment or there's something going on that I'm processing, whatever it is. As soon as that's out of the way, something else comes in. What is that something else that comes in, Bo?
Man, that's finding that part of you. That's access part of your soul or your heart or your brain or your past or whatever it is. You know, once you break through all of that, you know, all the, you know, the crap, if you will, you'll get to the heart of what you need to say.
I love that. You do in-person shows. You do writing workshops. You host events. If my audience wants to get a hold of you, Bo, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, well, you can always you can reach me at bowilliamspoet.com, or you can go to my website. It's bowilliamspoet.com is my website, and you can see what I'm up to. You can purchase my books or my T-shirts, or we can talk about having me speak at your school or your organization or your conference, or teach writing workshops.
Well, if I'm going to have you speak at my school, I want to know your philosophy of poetry. What would you say it is?
Oh, my philosophy of poetry is be vulnerable. Poetry is what you can do to access your heart, to access your mind, to understand what's going on in the world of you. You know, it helps you unravel that rat's nest in your brain and get it onto the page and find a way to look at it and say, oh, I understand now. You know, I get it.
I love that. Well, I get you, and I'm thanking God for you being in my life and you expressing those words in the world that so many of us have a hard time expressing. You express it so beautifully that we can relate and we can start to do the inner work that we need to do in our own lives to be able to express those words and transform our lives, because words do matter, as you know.
Thank you so much, Ken.
All right, now I'm going to bring back my guest, because I always like to close the show with some inspirations, with some power, some passion, so that you can really take your life to the next level. So I'm going to ask, I'm going to start with Jaya Myra. And Jaya Myra, let me ask you this. Your message to the world right now, where we are. What is your words of inspiration to this world?
That purpose is what created everything about you, down to your unique talents and gifts and even your physical body type. So you can never go wrong when you find and live your purpose in life. It will facilitate good mental, emotional, and physical well-being.
I just love that. Bo, how about you? Your message to the world right now as we sit here.
My message to the world right now is you are awesome. Know that. Before I go on stage, before I do anything of importance, I have my best friend in the back of my head. He always says, Bo, you are amazing. And I'm like, okay, I can roll with that. And I want everyone to know that they are amazing. And go into the world like that.
Oh, that's great. Well, listen, I got a little more time, so I want to ask you one more question each. What stops people, Myra, from being amazing? What is it, that one thing that stops people that you would share? We can overcome that. What is that?
Self-doubt, usually resulting from some form of past trauma that you've experienced. So in order to get beyond that doubt, you need to remember that it is like this big, and your greatness and your awesomeness is everything else. So focus on the good things and use that to keep pushing forward each and every day.
I love that. Thank you for that. Bo, I'm going to ask you the same question. What is it that stops people from, let's say, expressing themselves and being the poet and the passionate person that they are, that they can overcome? What is that?
You might be scared of mistakes or messing up or not being the best at something. And I say, be bad at something until you're good at it. You know, like, don't be afraid to write bad poetry or, you know, mess up at something, because eventually you'll get past it and then you'll write good stuff and you'll do good things. But you need to break that rust off before you can do anything else.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Well, listen, I want to thank both of you for being here on the show. You made it rich. You made it authentic. You made it powerful. And I feel your passion in my heart. Again, you can get Bo's book. Bo, tell us where we can get contacted with you one more time real quick.
Yeah, BoWilliamsPoet.com. There you go.
Okay, great. And Myra, the same thing.
Yep, JayaJayaMyra.com, at JayaJayaMyra on all social media.
By the way, what does Jaya mean?
Jaya is a Sanskrit word that means victory. And it's most commonly seen, Jaya Jaya, in relation to the goddess Durga, who destroys evil to bring goodness and light back into the world.
I love that. Well, Jaya Jaya Madra, Maya, Myra, Jaya Jaya Myra, and Jaya Jaya Bo, and Jaya Jaya Ken, because, you know, victory is what we are about. And Jaya Jaya to all my audience, because that's really what you're about, to overcome the challenges that may be stopping you. As Myra said, you know, God didn't give you these challenges to crush you. God gave you these challenges to become the best version of yourself, no matter what it looks like. It's just amazing. When you do the inner work, when you transition, when you let go and release some of the old disempowering ways of thinking, when you tune into hope and courage and faith, when you tune into those soft skill sets, all of a sudden the world starts to change. We're creating the whole world every single day, every single way. When we take 100% responsibility back for our lives, for what we're doing, everything changes. Until next time, I hope you go and get my book at CourageToChange.us. I hope you'll subscribe to our YouTube channel so you don't miss a show, Voices of Courage. And I hope you continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible.